Flood misery for Gazans awaiting next stage of peace plan. Indiana Republicans defy Trump to reject new voting map. U.S. sanctions 6 more ships after seizing oil tanker off Venezuela. Tricked, abducted, and abused inside China's schools for rebellious teens. Chief of South Korea's high-stakes exam quits over insane. English test. Reddit launches high court challenge to Australia's social media ban for kids. Eurovision winner Nemo to return trophy in protest at Israel. Austria bans headscarves in schools for under 14s. Severe disruption at Portugal in first general strike for 12 years. Kilmar, Abrego Garcia released from immigration detention after court order. Crypto fraudster sentenced for epic $40 billion stablecoin crash. U.S. wants special economic zone. In Ukraine's frontline region, Zelensky says Bulgarian PM and government resign after mass protests. Architects of AI named Time Magazine's Person of the Year. Ethiopia arrests indecently dressed social media stars after awards ceremony. More than 30 dead after Myanmar military airstrike hits hospital. Pakistan's military sentences its former spy chief to 14 years in jail. Thousands ready to evacuate as flooding hits Pacific Northwest. Poland arrests Russian archaeologist wanted in Ukraine. Indigenous deaths in custody in Australia reach highest level since 1980. Maduro says Trump wants Venezuela's oil. But is that the real U.S. goal? Fears grow that world's rarest apes were swept away in Sumatran floods. Myanmar's army says it wants to eradicate scam compounds. Is it really doing that? Venezuelan Nobel winner tells BBC she knows risks of Oslo trip after months in hiding. From Iran to China to Venezuela, how tanker seized by U.S. hid true location. Panic in France as children fall victim to lethal violence of Marseille drug gangs. Elite Coast Guard squad and dark fleet. Ship, what we know about U.S. seizure of oil tanker. String of celebrity scandals renews debate on South Korea's cancel culture. The Swiss city that lets you pay for most things with Bitcoin. Why Thailand and Cambodia are fighting again after Trump's ceasefire. Cameras on killer whales record first evidence of joint hunt with dolphins. Watch. Video shows U.S. military seizing oil tanker off Venezuela coast. Moment skydiver's parachute wraps around plane tail. What's your name? Moment. Police confront Luigi Mangione at McDonald's. Watch Australian teens test out social media on first day of ban. Watch. Ozzy the dog sets Guinness World Record for longest canine tongue. NASA astronaut and cosmonauts return to Earth after 245 days in space. CCTV shows suspects flee on foot with stolen artworks. Gold prices edge lower after rising on dovish Fed outlook, silver near record high. Oil prices up on U.S.-Venezuela tensions, but set for weekly decline. Oil prices rise as U.S. reportedly plans more seizures of Venezuelan oil. Trump administration plans to appeal Abrego Garcia decision, White House says. Exclusive, U.S. preparing to seize more tankers off Venezuela's coast after first ship taken, sources say. OPEC data indicate close oil supply-demand balance in 2026, no glut. Gold prices consolidate at elevated levels. Traders digest Fed outlook. Oil prices slip lower. U.S. seizure of Venezuelan tanker. IEA forecasts in focus. Morning bid. Oracle crashes Powell's party. Trump threatens funding for states over AI regulations. Japan stocks higher at close of trade. Nikkei 225 up 1.44%. Atlassian's Trello software down for several users. Down detector. Top European payment stocks poised for growth. According to Bank of America exclusive, Intel has tested chip-making tools from firm with sanctioned China unit. Sources say Taiwan stocks higher at close of trade. Taiwan weighted up 0.77%. Ignoring AI bubble fears, investors bet Nvidia and Google will fuel Taiwan stocks to record growth. Australia stocks higher at close of trade. S&P ASX 200 up 1.23%. Apollo moves complex debt unit out of buyout division report.